This is Journeys from the Land of Jaw, a missional tale. This is Chapter 12, and I'm Pastor Phil Wyman from The Gathering in Salem, Massachusetts. It was still early in the afternoon when the travelers left Greater Faithville. The small, sad family had been leaving every day for 3 years. They had packed and unpacked every day on a moment's notice, with their mother's discouragement, so packing was quick. In no time, their wheelbarrow was ready to go. Flying Man was willing to pack light. He brought a pack with extra food supplies and was more than willing to carry his share and enough for two or three more. The sun was still high in the afternoon skies. The travelers started on the road out of Greater Faithville. They left in the direction opposite that which they entered. Flying Man suggested they visit a town to the west of Greater Faithville. There, he suggested, they might find others who would join them in their mission. "Why, I hear it's a place of great zeal, and the people keep one another encouraged to follow Jaw daily." "I have relatives there who may put us up," the mother of the sad family spoke up, and so the plan was decided to head toward the town of Revival. On the way through the town of Greater Faithville, they passed the prophet's house. The miracle meeting was still going on at fever pitch and could be heard for blocks in every direction. The eldest son of the sad family scowled as they passed the prophet's house and muttered under his breath as they left it behind. As the sounds eventually faded away, he appeared to stride a little lighter, walk a little taller, and push the wheelbarrow with hardly an effort. The houses of Greater Faithville were not as tightly packed together as they neared the border of the town. In short time, they came to a rise in the road, and on the hill there was a sign saying, "Leaving Greater Faithville." As they neared the sign, they saw that it was leaning slightly, and a man was digging around it. Flying Man ran to the fellow digging around the sign, and with great concern shouted, "By Jaw, what on earth are you doing, man?" The man kept on digging and responded coldly, "I have had enough of the city, and I am moving out."
"Well, then, why are you taking that sign with you?"
Still digging and not looking up, he said, "That is my house, and I am moving it out of the city."
"What, you gonna do that by moving the sign on the other side of the house?"
"Yes." The troop of travelers stood wondering for a few moments. The sign began to fall sideways as the digging man worked, and they saw that the other side of the sign said, "Leaving Revival." It seems that as quickly as they had left Greater Faithville, they had entered the town of Revival. The troop moved on as the sign came down, and the digging man remarked with relief, "Now I shall finally live in a place where people truly care for one another."
"It seems our travels are not far today," the adventurer said.
"Do you know this town well?" he asked the little troop from Greater Faithville.
"Well, by Jaw, I didn't even know it was so close. I've never been here before."
The sad mother spoke up.
"I know it well. We have traveled through it many times. I will take you to my cousin's house, which is quite close."
In a short time, the houses were once again huddled close together, and there was a busy bustling, as one would find in a market town. The houses were simple, unpainted wooden cabins of various sizes. Along the road, there were occasional barns and what appeared to be large taverns among the businesses and homes. Coming to an intersection of streets, the sad mother announced that they had arrived at her cousin's house, and the travelers turned to walk up a narrow path between two cabins and up a small hill to a somewhat larger log cabin on top of the hill, overlooking the streets.
"Glory be! I could fall over right now and require a good old chest thumping to bring me back, if it ain't our cousin come to visit. Look, she got's adventures with her. Now don't you try and hide it, young man. I know adventure when I see one, and you's got that steely-eyed look of a man on a mission. Why, blazes, you young'uns is getting bigger than an evangelist's exaggerations. Ain't you a sight to behold?
The jovial, platinum-haired, buxom lady was the sad woman's cousin, and her banter went on for nearly half an hour as she took their packs and stowed them away in rooms set aside for visitors, prepared a meal, and seated the troop around a long wooden table.
"Well, adventure, tell me what brings you on a mission to revival?"
The jovial, platinum-haired, buxom lady stared intently at the adventure, as though to drag every nugget of truth out from his belly and up through his mouth, and yet somehow never lost her happy grin. And before he could speak, she smiled even larger and said,
"You're a man who's been outside the land of Jaw. Yep, I can see it. You're not normal. You've been touched, you have."
And she laughed with a hearty laugh. The adventurer introduced himself, his father, and flying man to the jovial, platinum-haired, buxom hostess. He told of his village and of his travels outside the land of Jaw, and of his desire to find other adventurers who would join them in finding homes for the disenfranchised multitudes who lived outside the land of Jaw.
"Heaven's sake! You got yourself a big job! But don't think for a moment that the disenfranchised only live outside the land of Jaw. We's made our own, right here in the land of Jaw, if you catch my meaning. Why do you think we got so many rooms here? We've seen travelers from outside Jaw, and we've seen the lost from inside Jaw come and go over the years, and nobody knows we do it just off the road and up the hill from the center of town."
A tall, thin man, with a stovepipe hat and an axe over his shoulder, stepped in the room just then. He looked around the table slowly and smiled.
"Well, Ma, looks like we got family and strangers around the table, just like it ought to be. And I'll be greased and chased like a piglet if we ain't got an adventure in our midst. Welcome, strangers. You are not strangers, but family here."
He leaned his axe against the wall, sat down at the table.
"I sense this is the beginning of busier times," he said, and dug into the mashed potatoes with zeal and a hearty laugh.
End of chapter 12. Journeys from the Land of Jaw, a Missional Tale.